Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So has this ever happened to you? So now you've gone and you've ordered, I don't know, Uber Eats or one of the delivery things. I'm very old-fashioned that way. I phone a place, I order, and I like to go and collect. I don't know why I do. We were doing this on Sunday night, and my daughter said, "Dad, like, it's 2022. Just let them deliver." And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for that. I don't know if I'm ready. I'm happy to go and collect. Either way, that does it. Is this a common problem here in South Africa? And what happens when it does happen? Is the restaurant responsible? Is the delivery how does this all work? It is very, very confusing. Wendy Elberts, Restaurant Association of South Africa CEO. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all today?
Good. Wendy, what did you think of Mukundi's a live reading of that note?
Look, it's such a controversial topic to discuss. And I'm so grateful that we have this opportunity today to unpack it, because we've had so many complaints and more complaints. And our restaurants really calling out to us for help to say, you know, what is our position when some delivery people feel entitled to eat some of the food that's supposed to get delivered?
Right.
And it is happening. It happens all around us every day. And, I mean, although we want to find the human, it's absolutely not humorous, because somebody's paid a valuable amount of money to a restaurant to deliver a meal at a certain standard in a certain time frame for a family to enjoy that meal. And then the driver helps himself to some or parts of that. And then we always have a dispute about whether or not the driver did collect or didn't collect some of the meals, or some of the food wasn't given to them by the restaurant and so forth. It becomes a whole war of wills.
Does it matter if the restaurant themselves have contracted with the delivery, or if you, how does it work legally? If I go on to, let's say, an Uber Eats and I order food from a specific restaurant, is it my contract with Uber Eats and I'm asking them to go to the restaurant, or has the restaurant contracted with Uber Eats, which means that delivery hasn't taken place effectively until I've got my food?
So the third-party delivery organizations are actually responsible for the safe delivery and the full delivery of the meal to the home. So it is not the restaurant's responsibility, because the customer has engaged a third party to take that delivery. So whether it be a third-party driver, or it be a third-party Eats, or it be a third-party motorbike, etc., it is their responsibility to be able to deliver the food in the standard that meets the restaurant's prescription. So on the one side, if the food has not met and it's been, you know, we often get complaints about pizza that have been ruffled around in the boxes of the motorbike. That definitely goes back to the restaurateur, and the restaurateur then will hold the third-party delivery accountable for that delivery. And the same, obviously, with the consumer on the other side, if they're not getting their full delivery or timeless delivery addressed upon third-party delivery. They're incredibly expensive. They cost a lot of money to both the restaurateur and the consumer. There's often a markup on the actual menu as well as the cost of delivery. And on the side of the restaurant, there's a commission that's paid over to market service. So third-party deliveries are really, really expensive. And the third-party delivery companies really have an obligation to ensure that they adequately pay the staff well, that they maintain the vehicle that the delivery guys drive in, that they're very well lit up, because also their safety is a massive concern on their roads, because often their motorbikes are not roadworthy or effectively lit up. And we have a lot of tragedy that happens on the road with the third-party delivery guys. And they also need to ensure that the health and safety of the food is never compromised between the restaurant and the delivery.
So what now? What happens now? Now I receive my food, and it's inadequate, or it's, as you say, the pizzas have been messed around, or somebody's eaten it. Where's my address? Am I meant to go chat to the restaurant, to the delivery organization? Which way should I go with this?
You know, when third-party delivery first started in our country, the restaurants were quite quick to resolve a complaint that was brought to the attention of the restaurant manager, etc., inadequate delivery, shortages, etc. But we've seen over time that there is a trend in this. So we always now refer the customer back to the third-party delivery company for them to actually resolve it, or to rebate the customer, or to resolve it with the restaurant. We've got a lot of delivery areas now where we manage it. We've got CCTV where you can see the footage goes out, that the food has gone out in an adequate way, because it became a huge amount of loss to the restaurant with the deliveries that were inadequate.
And obviously this is becoming more and more a problem as people rely more on deliveries.
It goes down to training. I think, you know, the third-party delivery guys really need to be taken care of. They need to feel valued in the system. They need to be trained adequately. They need to understand food safety, hygiene, and preparation. They need to understand the basic etiquettes of delivery. They need to be able to engage with people at the front door and be able to be hospitable and to be able to understand the notion that goes into food, the delivery, and the experience. But when you're racing up and down and you're traveling to try and make ends meet for minimum rebate, you're rushing without taking care and concern of the food. And this is why a lot of restaurants have taken heed to bring in their own delivery, because then the guys are paid a wage and not paid per commission on a delivery. So they're not racing to deliver the food, which is often where the food chain gets broken, or the delivery gets broken, or the wrong deliveries are given to the wrong addresses or left at the wrong doors, etc.
And do you have numbers, does the Restaurant Association have numbers in terms of how this online delivery has been adopted by South Africans?
Look, through lockdown, it certainly became quite prevalent that it was the only form of delivery that we were allowed to be able to use at one point in time.
Right.
And because the databases are owned by the third-party delivery companies of both the consumer and the restaurant, as well as the menus, it became very complex to try and reinvent something yourself. But as we've built our own customer bases now, it's much easier for us to do our own deliveries than to rely on third-party deliveries. And I think exactly what you said at the beginning of the show, you also like to call and collect. I think a lot of people are moving towards using their own transport to go and fetch a meal or using the restaurants, because the time with the third-party delivery can be almost 2 hours before you get your meal.
Well, absolutely. That's why I like it. I feel in control. If the restaurant says to me it'll be ready in 45 minutes, I'll be there in 45 minutes. And there's also somebody to hold accountable. Whereas I find that with online delivery, you kind of lose a bit of that control. And I'm sure it'll improve. I have no doubt it'll get better as people are more demanding and as their systems improve, because it is a relatively young part of this industry. So I think it will get a lot better. But at this stage, I feel much more in control when I know that this is the time I'm going to go and collect it, and then I'll be home with the food at such and such a time. It gives me a lot more, and as I said, accountability as well. You know, if there's something wrong with the order, I can talk to the person at the restaurant and say, you've left this out, or this wasn't what I ordered. So there's just a way of dealing with it directly. So that's my preference. But I understand that it isn't everybody's, and certainly I've noticed that they, you know, as I mentioned at the beginning, my daughter was horrified. You know, she cannot understand why I still insist on going to do this when you could do delivery. But I think that's also a generational thing. So it is very, very interesting, and it's no doubt a conversation that'll continue as the industry becomes a little bit more sophisticated. But thank you, as always. That was Wendy Elbert's Restaurant Association of South Africa CEO, talking about the rights of customers and restaurants when it comes to food that is ordered online with a delivery service.